That's it. I've had enough. Who exactly does he think he is, coming into my kingdom, into my palace, into my bedroom, and not even bother to properly do his job? My room is a mess. Where in heaven's name is he? Ah, you there. Yes, you. Come with me. You've done such an atrocious job. Completely unacceptable. You're an embarrassment to the entire household. Oh, don't you pretend to be surprised. You know exactly what you did. If you keep playing dumb, I may just have to put a word into my steward and you'll be gone by morning. Now come here. Close the door and keep it shut. See this? Right here? Tell me, is this acceptable to you? You don't see anything? You really want to play games with me right now? It's right in front of your eyes. Yes, this fine film of dust. Don't you understand the proper way to clean? And don't refer to me as sir. You refer to me as prince or your majesty only. Is that clear? Well, are you just gonna stand there or are you gonna do your job? Gosh, you didn't believe I was serious, did you? Oh, heavens no. I'm just messing with you. I mean, come on. A fine film of dust? There's nothing there. You'll have to forgive me. Sometimes I enjoy messing with the servants, especially the newer ones. It isn't personal. I hope I didn't make you too upset. Huh, good. So long as this is the first time we've informally met. What's your name, servant? It's not a bad name, I suppose. It suits you. I think it does the job well. Oh, and you can drop the Royal Highness. It's a little cute, but I get tired of it pretty fast. I'd rather you and I act like we're friends. Because we are friends, aren't we? That's the spirit. Though I must say, I'm surprised to have seen you of all people become a servant. What do I mean? Well, excuse me for saying so, but you have rather attractive facial features, along with a warrior-like physique. You seem rather out of place in this palace. Shouldn't you be out there guarding, leading men, or perhaps other endeavors? Oh, don't mind my curiosity. It's just that you are quite handsome. Almost as handsome as me. But unfortunately for you, there can only be one prince. Maybe you'd be better suited to, well, satisfying certain urges, instead of boring housework. Sure, sure. Don't let me keep you from doing your job. If you wish to continue cleaning, you can. Though I do insist you stay in my quarters. I'd like to know a little more about you while you work. But I must ask, where exactly do you get musculature like that? I see. A farmer's boy. That's a lot of hard labor. Even our royal gardeners or stable boys look nothing like you. Hell, you and the cards. Oh, please don't be shy. You can ask anything you'd like. Feel free. After all, it's just you and me in this room. I promise, there'll be no royal hierarchy here. At least for now. Why am I so fixated on you? Well, I suppose it is a fair question. Truth is, I get very tired all day doing nothing. Being a prince sounds like a luxury, but it's actually quite boring. Sure, I have my father, my mother, and my staff. But what is the purpose of luxury if you cannot spend it with someone? That broad? I don't love her, and she doesn't like me. It's just an arrangement made by my father, negotiated all politics. I don't expect someone like you to understand. Plus, I've never been interested in women despite their interest in me. Which brings me to you. Did you know you're the only male servant the steward has employed? And it just seems so refreshing and interesting to have another guy in my household. Especially right in my bedroom. I think you get where I'm getting at. How exactly do you feel knowing what I'm telling you? It's all right. I wouldn't know what to say either if I was in your position. Just don't tell the other servants. Why do you think I had to pretend to be mad at you to pull me into my chambers? But that brings up a good point. How would it look if I treated you differently? Maybe we can't be friends after all. Guess I would have to be a little bit more demanding whenever you're around. That wouldn't be an issue, would it? I should start by swapping out that male uniform of yours. Instead, we can go with, I don't know, something a bit more effeminate, like what the maids wear, just to balance the scales. We can't have unfair treatment now, can we? But also, let's get a little practice in. It seems like while you were cleaning, my shirt became undone. Perhaps you could button it back up, one by one. Are you staring? I don't mind. After all, a servant should get used to seeing me like this. And I guarantee you, you will. Be delicate when you're doing it. Wouldn't want to damage this shirt. It's made of only the finest materials. Oh, good. You did a fine job. Now, unbutton it and redo it. Did you not hear what I said? You shouldn't make me repeat myself. Hey, what are you doing? Taking control of a royal? Have you gone... Where did that come from? I guess you're right. I did promise you. There'd be no royal hierarchy in this room. You better keep me from escaping then. Never had someone be this rough with me. It's oddly kind of freeing. I'll tell you what. I'll make you another promise. If you make me regret dragging you into my room, then I'll start referring to you as Your Highness. How's that sound? So come on, farm boy. Give me all you got. Oh, my. Never would have guessed that is what's under there. It's huge. If any of your cock was so big, I would have never... Know what? No. I'm the royal prince. I do not tremble in the face of adversity. Give it to me. Give me everything. Make me moan. Make me come. Make me your royal slut. Sympathize with anyone who's crossed paths with you in bed. Wait a moment, please. Let me catch my breath. Have mercy, farm boy. You're too big. Think I'm gonna need more practice. No, you haven't earned it yet. I'm not going to refer to you as your hut. came in my mouth. My, not even a warning. Well, that's just poor manners. But I cannot lie, Flormboy. Your seed tasted rather delicious. But something tells me we're just getting started, aren't we, Farm Boy? Turn around. You don't get the orders around here just yet. Hey, what are you doing back there? That was tailored silk. You ungrateful peasant. Have you any idea how much that... It's too tight, I believe. I'm not exactly a girl, you know. Do not even dare to go and try. Suck on your fingers? Why in heaven's name would I... You're loosening up my royal hole. Just a couple of fingers. You're gonna have to do better than that. That feels so good. Hey, not too many at once. Three fingers. Are you out of your mind? Oh, God. You better not tell anyone in the palace. The prince is a pillow biter. I'll have your head. Not in that way. Four fingers. Have you gone mad? Hey, why'd you stop? I order you to keep going. Oh, I forgot about your sword. Fuck. I'll tell you what. If you make me spill my royal seed without touching my cock, I'll refer to you as your highness. But I have one other condition. I get to ride your sword. Trust me, you're gonna want to see my slutty eyes not buried in the pillow. There we go. I hope you enjoy the view. That's so fucking big. It can barely fit. We'll start off a little slow. I must be quite the sight to bear. The royal prince bouncing up and down on your cock. Fuck, I'm dripping just thinking how indecent we are. Every time I come down, make sure you thrust up. Okay, let's see what you can do. Oh god, my asshole, it hurts so much, but I just can't get enough. I feel so fucking filled. I'm gonna spill. Fuck, harder, faster, make me yours, your highness. Ah. Oh my god. I didn't just say that, did I? Let's hope nobody heard that. Seems like I came on your face on accident. Well, I can clean that off for you. Better. Oh, I'm tripping. It seems you really had more in you after all. I'm surprised we came at the same time. God, the sheets are soaked. How on earth can anybody come this much? On the bright side, you're the maid. Go ahead and clean this mess up, including my ass. Afterwards, we can cuddle or something. Just you and me. But change the sheets, okay?